Om Shanti. Good morning. Today, now we are going to revise today's Sakar Murli through the example method. Bab Dada gives us so many examples in today's Murli. So first example is pilgrimage of remembrance. So Baba says, sweet children, only when your intellects have knowledge will your remembrance of the Father remain permanent. Stay on the spiritual pilgrimage and enable others to stay on it with intellects filled with knowledge. You now know that the Father is teaching is the spiritual pilgrimage. He says, O soul, now stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance of the Father. You have been going on physical pilgrimages for birth after birth. It is now your spiritual pilgrimage. Once you go, you would not come back to the land of death. When people go on pilgrimages, they come back. Those are physical pilgrimages of body consciousness. This pilgrimage is spiritual. No one apart from the Unlimited Father can teach you this pilgrimage. You children have to follow Srimad. Everything depends on the pilgrimage of remembrance. However much children remember me, it is when they have some knowledge that they will be able to stay in remembrance of the time, all the time. You also have the knowledge of the cycle of 84 births. Our 84 births are now coming to an end. This is the pilgrimage of the cycle of 84 births. It is called the pilgrimage of coming and going. Everyone continues to come and go. Second example, Lord of Immortality and Story of Immortality. Baba says, this is the land of sorrow. This is the land of sorrow. Your births and deaths are now to take place in the land of immortality. You have come to the land of immortality to make effort for this. All of you are Parvatis who are listening to the story of immortality from the Lord of Immortality, who is always immortal. You are not always immortal. You enter the cycle of birth and death. At present, your cycle is in the period of hell. You are being liberated from this, and your coming and going will then be in heaven. There, you would not have any sorrow. Where? In heaven. There, you would not have any sorrow. This is your final birth. Third example, goldsmith. Baba is our goldsmith. The Father is doing the work of a goldsmith. The alloys of iron and copper mixed in you souls is now being removed. You souls and your bodies have both now become false. You now have to become real gold once again. When a lot of alloy is mixed into real gold, the ornament made from it contains less gold. There is now very little gold remaining in you souls. The jewelry is also old. It would be said to be 2-carat gold. The father says, I am now making your faces beautiful. I am now making your faces beautiful. Don't indulge in vice and make your faces ugly again. Make your stage pure by staying in yoga. As you become pure, all the alloy will be removed. This is why you have to stay in the furnace of yoga. Goldsmiths will understand these things very well. Alloy is removed from gold by putting it on a fire. Then you are left with a brick of real gold. The father says, the more you continue to remember me, the purer you will become. Fourth example, furnace of yoga. The father says, spiritual children don't become tired on this pilgrimage. Don't forget the father again and again. All the time you are in remembrance, it is as though you are in a furnace. If you are not in remembrance, you are not in a furnace. You then commit more sins. They continue to be added, through which you become ugly. You make effort to become beautiful and then you become ugly, which means that you were 50% ugly and that you then become 100% ugly. It is the vice of lust that has made you ugly. That is the pyre of lust, and this is the pyre of knowledge. Baba says, that is the pyre of lust, and this is the pyre of knowledge. Fifth example, the example of Sudama. A beautiful story of Sudama in scripture. Sudama and Krishna were school friends. Sudama and Krishna were school friends. One day ashram mother gave Sudama a handful of peanuts and told him to share them with Krishna. While the two friends were playing in the forest, the became separated and Sudama grew hungry and ate all the peanuts. When Krishna returned, he too was hungry and inquired after the peanuts, only to find out that there were none left. They returned to the ashram and ashram mother asked whether the peanuts had been shared. When Sudama told her them, he had eaten them all. She became angry. Who is became angry? Ashram mother. She became angry and cursed him. saying that a time would come when Krishna would have everything and Sudama would have nothing. Later, when Krishna went to rule in Dwarka, Sudama, now married, was living in poverty. He had so much love for Krishna that he refused to worship his own king. Who could have improved his situation? The king asked him, "If Krishna is your God, if Krishna is your God, why does not help you?" Sudama went through many trials, but Krishna was only testing his faith. At last, an invitation came for Sudama to visit Dwarka. His wife encouraged him to go and insisted that he take a gift with him, asking, "How can you go empty-handed to meet your friend who is a king?" All they had was a small portion of rice, which his wife packed ready for him to take. Sudama reached the palace, bleeding and tattered from his long journey on feet. The guards thought that he was a beggar, but he told them to tell Krishna, "Sudama has come." Krishna came running from his throne, barefooted to meet him at the door of the palace and bowed at his feet. It was a beautiful meeting between the king and the pauper, two old friends. Krishna invited Sudama to sit on his throne and he washed his feet like great guest, drinking the water. After they had spent some time together, Krishna asked if Sudama had brought anything with him. He said, "I know. Your wife would not send you empty-handed." Sudama timidly offered his humble gift to Krishna, who began to eat the rice with great delight. As he ate the first portion, Sudama's heart turned into a palace. As he ate the second portion, the land around the new palace turned into a magnificent garden. As he ate the third portion, Sudama's wife transformed into a beautiful deity. Then Krishna's wife intervened, cautioning that he would lose all his wealth if he were to eat the last portion. Unaware of all these developments, Sudama returned home. However, he could not find his house until he recognized his wife in the palace grounds. She told him that because of his gift to Krishna, he had received multi-million fold fortune in return. The spiritual significance of the story, when referred to by God Shiva, is that if you give a helping hand in godly service, be it through your body, mind, wealth, or connection and relationship. You will like Sudama receive a multi-million fold return. So Baba asked a question. Why do you donate in the name of God on the path of devotion? Baba asked a question. Why do you donate in the name of God on the path of devotion? He gives us next birth.
All should be back.
All should be back. The father gives to the children, does he not? So why do you donate to God? You donate in the name of God. You donate in the name of Krishna. What is that? They say, in the name of God, it cannot be in the name of Krishna. He is the prince of the golden age. The father explains, I fulfill the desires of everyone. I fulfill the desires of everyone. Yes. Krishna cannot fulfill desires. Those people consider Krishna to be God and surrender everything to Him. In fact, it is I who give the fruit. Everything is explained about the things of the path of devotion. You give to Shiv Baba and so He is definitely the child. Shiv Baba is our child. Yes. You give to Shiv Baba and so He is definitely the child. He is the child on the path of devotion and also the child here. On the path of devotion, you receive a return for a temporary period. It is now direct and this is why you receive the inheritance for 21 births. Here you have to surrender yourself completely. You surrender yourself to Him once and He surrendered Himself to you for 21 births. You bring cells to the Father in order to receive diamonds from Him. Internally, you understand that you are putting a handful of rice in Shiv Baba's Bhandara. The example of Sudama refer to this time. Sixth example, of Brahma Baba. This Baba also relates his own experience. He was a jeweler. Look what happened to him while he was just sitting. He simply saw that he was receiving the sovereignty from Baba. He saw destruction and also the kingdom and so he said, let me let go of this slavery. He had visions, but he had no knowledge. He was simply aware that he was to receive the sovereignty. When you see that the Father has come to give you the sovereignty of heaven, you should instantly catch hold of Him. Baba, all of this is yours. Let it be used for your work. Seventh example, judge and lawyer. From today's blessing. Baba says, while moving along, some children make a very big mistake of becoming a judge of others and becoming lawyer for themselves. They would say this one should not do this. That one should change. Whereas, for the self, they would say, this is absolutely right. Only what I say is right. Instead of making a remark like that about others, become your own judge. We one who only has pure and positive thoughts for the self and look at the self and transform the self, for only then will word transformation take place. And today's only slogan, in order to remain constantly cheerful, observe every scene as a detached observer. Slogan, in order to remain constantly cheerful, observe every scene as a detached observer. Okay, Om Shanti.